You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning. Yes, it is about time for your miracle. We just thank God for another opportunity to come into your homes, into your cars, amen, by the radio station that is bringing us in so faithfully on Mondays such as today and Friday, amen. 1510 WWBC, Cocoa, Florida. We're so glad to be here to this morning, amen, just to share a word with you, to lift you up, to encourage you, to let you know along the way you're not in this by yourself. He's with you, he's leading you, he's guiding you, and he's going to bring you through. So be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Come on, don't look down, but hold your head up. Come on, be like David said, I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, he that made the heavens and the earth. He shall never slumber nor sleep. Come on, shall we go to the throne of grace? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity just to come into the ear gates of your people and the eye gates of your people by the way of Cyprus audience. We thank you now, Father, for this day that you have made. We will rejoice in it and we will be glad in it. We thank you now, God, because we're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, God, we thank you because you're still God and there is no other God besides you. We thank you now because we realize we can't do nothing without you. Thank you now, God. We ask you to touch the other ones on the other side of the dial. Amen. We thank you for working them out, making them whole, and work every situation out for them in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Listen, we want to give thanks and praise God for you, you and you that's tuning in to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Tip for 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins, your host for today. Amen. Praise God. We want to thank God for our first lady, only lady, elect lady, Evangelist Benita Watkins, my wife. Praise God. We thank God for her, how God have brought her out, how God have touched her body. We thank God for that. We thank God for our church mothers, elders, evangelists, amen, and prophetess, all of them that make up the great congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. We thank God for you. Listen, we want to thank God for the revival on last week that we had at the church. Oh, my goodness. We thank God. Amen. The Lord blessed us every night. Those of you that came out, we thank God for you. Our friends that came from far and near. Pastor, come on. We just want to give you a shout out. Thank you. Pastor Robinson, all the way from West Palm Beach, came up and would be in the service with us. We thank God for you. Amen. And those of you that came all from around different local areas, you came out to be with us in our revival for the month of February. Thank God. Thank God that you was with us. We thank God. Listen, and the speaker was none other than Evangelist Carissa Watkins. Amen. We thank God that she ran the revival. God bless her. Amen. To speak to us every night. And oh, I tell you, it was something. And at the end, amen, that Friday night, praise God, he did something so miraculous. Oh, praise our God. And we want to say we thank God for the evangelist. Amen. Evangelist Carissa Watkins. Amen. But we want to congratulate her. Amen. Now she has become evangelist Moses. She got married. Amen. So we want to say congratulations to her and her husband, Elder Moses. Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And your new bride is now, come on, should I say, Evangelist Carissa Watkins Moses. Amen. Thank God for you, Jamar Evangelist, Elder Jamar Moses. Thank God for this family that God has joined together. We want to say thank you, Lord, for them. And we thank God for, we pray the blessings of the Lord up on you all. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And go and do the will of God. Amen. That the will of God be done in your life as you do the will, his will. Praise our God. And we want to thank God for that. We want to thank God for our church service on yesterday. Oh, you missed it. Those of you that wasn't there, those of you that couldn't get there, some of you tuned in by the Cypress audience. It was something that God spoke to us on yesterday. We're waiting on our change. We're not going to move. We're not going to bend. We're not going to bow down. Amen. We're not going to take down, but we're going to stand flat foot and wait on the change. Amen. That God has granted us and bringing us. Praise our God. But today I want to go in. Amen. And I want to encourage your hearts again. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to encourage your hearts in the book of Psalms 95. Psalms 95. It says, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. He is the rock of our salvation. No matter what is going on, he's still God. It says, again, it says right here, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him and praise with praises, with psalms. Let's praise him. Let's magnify him. No matter what we're in, no matter what it looks like, we should have an attitude of praise, an attitude of thanks. Because he said, well, in everything, do what? Give thanks, for this is what? The will of God concerning who? You. So this is why David here, it says a call to praise unto the Lord. This is why we as believers, I know we're saying we're going through circumstances and situations. Yes, we are going through circumstances and situations, but it shouldn't alter our worship. It shouldn't, you know, make us feel that we're not capable of worshiping up God, giving him glory, giving him praise, because we're yet going through this situation we're going through. Because once we realize, I know we're going through, and I know this is that and that is that, but that's why he said the believers, that's why we do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. So this is why we're able to do what? Come before him. Let us come before him. Let us come before him. Come before him how? Come on. With joy. With melody in our hearts. Make a melody in our hearts unto him. Don't let the situation you in alter your praise. The praise that's in you is greater than the situation. Because the situation have lost its strength and its power once you begin to do what? Sing praises. Giving praises. It strips that problem that's trying to overtake you and try to make you believe that it's not going to be done. Praises is powerful. He says again, oh, come, let us sing. Let us sing unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. It is he that has made us and not ourselves. So when we're going through circumstances and situations, we are to praise him. We are to thank him. We are to give him the ultimate, highest praise. It's hallelujah. I'm going through it, but I give God glory. I'm in this, but I thank God that I'm not overtaken. I'm not overconsumed by it, because he has given me what? A song of peace. He's given me a song of joy. Hallelujah. Where people, other folks that are going through situation, they don't know what to do. But as believers that we are walking in his statutes and his laws of the word. So he's given us this. So we need to come before him with joy. We need to come before him with songs of melody in our heart. Bless him. Oh, how great thou art, Jehovah, you are, you know, come on. This is why we as believers and as saints of God, yes, we have to know this. The situation that you're in is not greater than your praise. It's not greater than your thanks and your thinking and your word life. This is why David said, I would do what again? Bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. And he said, and my soul shall do what? Make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear and what? Be glad. Be glad, because guess what? Your God, my Savior, your God, your Savior has what? Given you the victory in the midst of what you're in. It does not look like what it looks like in the natural. In the natural, it looks like we're about to be consumed. It looks like it's about to be overtaken. We can't do nothing. Seems like we can't do nothing. But oh, he's given us peace. He's given us joy. He's given us power to endure. Hallelujah. While we in there, we still have the victory. When we come out, come on, we come out more than a conqueror. We come out with joy. We come out with peace. Because why? We learn how to do what? Go through with joy. Go through making melody in our hearts unto him. Come on. Not looking at the circumstance or the situation. We giving God the glory. We giving God the praise. Come on, somebody. We just thanking him for what he is, who he is, what he has done, and what he's going to do. Come on. It's not all the time about thanking him for material things, which is already automatically he has to provide for us. He has to take care of us. But we need to give him what's due to him. And that's praising him, as the song, as the, right here in the book of Psalms 95. This is what we need to do. Come before him. See, a lot of Christians or people now, they're coming before him asking for things. But do we come before we ask for anything? Do we come and say, Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to bless your name. I just want to exalt your name. God, I just give you glory. I give you praise for what you already done. I'm thanking you because I know you're a great God. Lifting him up. This is what we have to do in the midst of what we're in. Don't come before him with a shoulda, coulda, woulda, a sad story. Come on. We got to lift, come before him. It says right here, come, let us sing. Sing. You say, Apostle, how can I sing and I'm going through a worst time in my life? And you talking about sing a song? Sing a song and make a trumpet noise unto him. You really don't know what I'm going through. No, I may not know what you're going through. But I know if you sing a song, a praise, a melody in your heart, I know he'll bring you through it. I know he'll bring you out. I know he will comfort you while you in there. See, the thing is, as believers, I have to talk about us because that's all I know we're going to talk about. As believers, a true believer will say this. Okay, all right, let me go get Job, because Job was a true believer. Job went through all of what he went through with. Job said this. I had to go back and try to get something from yesterday. Job said this. Come on, y'all don't believe it. See, when you're going through some things in your life, all you got to do is begin to trust God, praise God, give him glory, give him honor, because he is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. See, you got to go back and you got to do what Job did. Job said this, all the days of my appointed time. You got, it's appointed time that we go through some situations. But we got to sing a praise while we in the midst of that. All the days of my appointed time. But I'm going to do what? I'm going to wait. I am going to wait. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going to fret. I'm not going to fear. I'm just going to stand on the promises of God. I'm not bowing down. I'm not bending down. I'm not shaking. I'm not timid. Come on. But I'm going to stay right here. Job 14 and 14. It says right here, if a man die, if a man die now, this is what he said, and I'm getting back to where we at. Shall he live again? Shall he live again? Yes. All the days of my appointed time, it's appointed time for us to stay in what we're in. It's a time to go in it, and it's a time to come out. But you gotta, while you're in there, you gotta give God praise. He said, all the days of my appointed time. Come on. Will I wait until my change come? That's why we got to sing praises. That's why we got to give him glory. Because he's going to bring us out at the appointed time. I'm not going nowhere again. I'm going to stand here. I'm going to stand in praises. I'm going to sing. It will make melody in my heart. I'm going to continue to speak the word of God out my mouth. I'm not going to be overtaken. I'm not going to be overthrown. Come on, I'm not going to be let down, because why? His word goes out and it will not return to him void. It will accomplish what he has sent it out to do. Come on. This is why, as believers, and I'm getting to where I was going at, as believers, we know that if we continue praising God according to and singing songs and melody, we already know that the situation is already worked out. We have conditioned ourselves. Somebody said, well, you're sacking yourself up. You're sacking yourself up. You're in this and you won't acknowledge for what it is. See, the enemy wants you to acknowledge it. Because if you start looking at what you're going through, come on, y'all. If we start looking at what we're really going through in the natural, you wouldn't even be able to make it. But through the eyes of God and through the word of God, because he said, he won't put no more on us than we're able to bear. I'm going to wait right here all the days of my time. I'm going to wait because I know it's going to change. While I'm waiting, I'm going to sing. I'm going to have a melody in my heart. While I'm waiting, I'm going to have a praise on my lips. Come on. Sometimes when you're in situations, you can do several things about the situation. You can speak your way out. You can praise your way out. Come on. Or you can sing your way out. Or you can thank your way out. Come on. What you mean, Apostle? Thank your way out. Think on these things. Things that are just. Things that are loving. Things that are things that have a good report. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Come on. Let's ride. Come on. You can get out of the situation with peace and joy. You can come through the situation with happiness. Come on. Sometimes you have to clap your hands and you ain't got no music because God is speaking to your spirit and he's bringing you out. Sometimes you have to just wave your hand in the atmosphere and you're not high-fiving nobody. You know how we do it. Oh, turn around and high-five somebody. Oh, turn around and tell your neighbor this. Sometimes you ain't got your neighbor right there. You have to just begin to praise God, and you have to begin to sing and make melody in your heart. Sing unto the Lord. Come on, you got to sing unto him and give it what's due to him according to the word of God. I want you to know today there is no situation once again that you're in that you cannot come out of. Come on, let us, me, you, anybody else, God, creation, come on. Because he said, let everything that have breath praise him. But only the true ones that can worship him in spirit and truth. So while we are yet walking, while we are yet going through this, we must believe and know that the God we serve is able to do a sin above all we think or ask. And we're able to come out of this with joy. We're able to, come on. I like what they said. I have to go back to what I've been ministering on years for years, and I've been hearing it ministered on for years and years. If God don't deliver us, Shadrach, Meshach, the Hebrew boys, if God don't deliver us, we know he's able, and we're not going to change our confession. We're not going to change our song. We're going to give him praise. Hallelujah. We're going to give him glory. Hallelujah. Because he is the rock of our salvation. He is the peace that passes all understanding. And he does what? Keep our hearts in tune. Come on. The rock of ages. Let me hide myself in thee. Oh, my God. When you're going through, I'm about to have an explosion in the Holy Ghost now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me hide myself in thee. Let me get myself into praises. Let me give him praise. Let me give him worship. Because when I begin to give him worship, worship brings you into another realm, another place. Come on. You don't see what you're actually going through. It helps you go through it. It brings you out. Hallelujah. It brings you out. This is why, as believers, we must walk in the word. We must talk the word. Come on, we must speak the word instant. Be instant in season and out of season. When we're going through and when we're yet not going through, we still give him glory. God, I thank you. I was in it, but you brought me out. I praise your name. I magnify you. I sing songs unto you according to what the word is saying. Come on. Even though we may be yet in it, we still have to give him praise. We still have to give him thanks. Because the more you praise him, the more he'll bring you out. Come on, it says, let us come before him. Come on, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Come on. Come on, for the Lord is great. For the Lord is great God and a great King over all gods. He's over all gods. There's no situation that you're in right now that God can't bring you out of. Good news for the believers. There's no sick body that cannot be healed. Good news for the believers. Somebody may be going through out there under the sound of my voice. You may be riding along on the highway. You may be sitting in your home listening to the radio broadcast, 1510 WWBCC, Cocoa, Florida. You may be tuning into Cypress Audience and you say, Apostle, I'm going through and I don't know what to do. I'm in a situation and I can't, seem like I can't come out. What you do is come. Sing unto the Lord. Give him praise. Give him glory. And he'll bring you out. Don't be focused on the situation that you're in. Focus in on a praise. Go get a praise. If you don't have nothing but hallelujah, thank you, bless you, Lord, I magnify you. Do it right here. And he'll bring you out. He will bring you out. In his hands are the places of the earth and strength of the hills. Oh my God. God will be what you need him to be. When you need him to be, where you need him to be, the scripture says he's a very present help in trouble. And one translation says, in the time of trouble. So either way we go, if you're in trouble, he's right there. And in the time of trouble, he's right there. He brings you out as believers. So you can't do nothing but sing praises to him. You can't nothing but give him glory and give him honor. Praise our God. Somebody tell somebody about this great God that we serve. We serve an awesome God. We sing the song, we serve a God, a mighty good God. We serve a God that can do anything but fail. Listen, my time is gonna be gone. It's getting close. But I want you to know, you can't go through this without giving him a praise, without giving him thanks, because he'll bring you out. You just gotta believe him, and you just gotta come on and come on out. Come out with a praise. Come out with a song in your heart. He'll bring you out. You say, Apostle, I don't know him in the pardon of my sins. All you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. That's just as simple as that. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. There's no drawn out line that you got to draw. Come unto me, all ye that are labored and heavy laden. He said, I will do what? Give you rest. He'll give you rest. You say, my heart is troubled. According to the word of God, let not your heart be troubled. Come on. Cast all your cares upon him, for he what? Careth for you. He will not let you fall. He will not let you be made ashamed of. Because he's that kind of God that surrounds and covers you. Come on. He covers you till you recover. He covers you up under his wings. He hides you in his pavilion. Come on. While you yet going through. He don't leave you out there to the wolves to destroy you. What he does is he come and protect you. So this is why we need to come before him. We need to come before him. My time is getting coming closer, but he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Be of good courage today. Hold your head up high. Yes, you may be going through it. Again, I want to encourage you in this 1 minute that I have left. The engineer has come in to let me know that, guess what? I've got to fly up out of here. But he said, I'll never leave you. He's right there with you in the midst of where you're in. Give him praise. Give him thanks, because he won't leave you the same way. He'll bring you out and he'll give you the victory. Just do what? Come before him with singing praises. Make a joyful noise. Listen, until Friday, same time, same station. What station is that? Oh, what station is that? Oh, 1510. Guess what? 9:30. Till departure time is right now. See you. Cyphers audience, radio audience, until Friday. What? Be blessed. Don't be stressed. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder. Thank you.